Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, it's the last keep the ball in the Gina. Keep the ball on the ground in the Gina. It's going to be a struggle, Tori.
Right, come on.
Back last night at 9:30, man. This is right, a fucking sick joke. I've been stitched up here. I'm burst.
No, you take it easy.
5 days.
You've got to host somebody else.
34 years.
Have you hosted a date like that?
34 years old. He's fucking, he just caught up with him, Derek.
Aye. Right, Kev, take it away.
So, obviously the day, we'll get started with a sign-up offer from Grosvenor
Sport. Oh, no, you need to start with a bit of patter before you go on.
I want to get that shit out of the way first.
Oh, yeah, right. Is that
how we've got? No, it's my need to wait. We need to restart the whole thing here. We've not even started.
Right, you get up and go. You go. Go on.
That's a bit of a idea.
Take over.
Let's see if you've got it. You might need it at some point.
Come on, Paul. This is your moment.
No, I don't like it.
This is your moment.
That is
what
you're going to do.
Captain's arm.
Come on, doing.
Go
on, Gamma. I've been sent to the stand. You're taking over.
It's the first line. I can't do. You did the first line, and I'll take it.
Come on.
I'll do a bit of part. You did the first line. You did the first line. I'll do
the part.
Welcome to keeping the ball on the ground.
Welcome to keeping the ball on the ground.
Welcome to keeping the ball on the ground.
Yes!
Last one of the season.
Beautifully shaped.
How are you today? He's rough.
A tad.
Are you met?
No, it's rough as him.
When did you get back Sunday?
Aye, it's no bad. I had a wee week. Yeah. Or by.
It seems to have you are blittered every day by the way.
You could be correct. Well, it's I'm getting a wee bit older.
Blittered every day, so you probably over the course of a week 14 pints you had.
Aye. By the way, you're right, two can Dan. I'll tell you what, I'm getting worse as I get older. What's been easy?
Some of your videos were brilliant.
But I can't help myself.
The legend.
That video of your buzz was hanging out towards the too much.
Shouldn't put that up on
No. Some place, by the way.
What, your buzz?
Aye, it was sweaty and no, it was tremendous. They were all there, by the way.
What was it sweaty, your buzz?
Oh, every day.
Aye, was it roasting there?
You have to air them, didn't you? I was doing it again. But no, I can't. Well, it doesn't go down too well when you're sitting in the middle of a pub. So,
did you ever laugh, aye? Did the breeks off?
Aye, what do you think? It was great. Honestly, see the build up to the game. It was amazing. I mean, I was there on Sunday. Travel through the night, Sunday, Saturday into Sunday. So
on that wee scooter, would you
think? Yeah, wee scooter. No sleep.
Was it Harry and Lloyd, Dumb and Dumber on that scooter? That's your auntie, isn't it?
Same, aye.
Any mode of transport, I was on just to get there. But the build up to it was fabulous. And on the day, it was sensational.
Was it good, mate?
The atmosphere, second to none. I never made the game. I had my hands up. We were kind of promised a ticket, but it kind of fell through at the end up, and probably just as well for me. I don't think I was in any fit state to attend a football game. But the
atmosphere, you're all right now,
eh? The atmosphere before it was.
Do you know something?
I was, the boys lost me. That was way right. I was lost in action. Want to know where I was? Under a 25 stone man, a big guy had fell right and tapping me. I was on the stool, right?
And they never told us about that.
And they were funny, right?
So I think it was Dan and Ross came here and they were looking for me because I was there. And they're like, where's my dad? And they would get other guys were helping this big guy up, and there I was underneath this guy.
With a buzzer in
it. With a buzzer again. It was, and do you know the amount of all friends that I met up with was brilliant, and made new friends as well. As
oh,
you
did you, right?
Aye, when you get away. Aye, some great guys.
Did you see the old friends? Was it
neighbours and
Frankfurt fans?
By the, no, no saying much. No, no, it was just, it was magic. I loved every minute of it.
Were you the boys, Derek, aye?
Aye. The Ross come in for Ibiza, and Lewis come in with him.
Did he bring his heels?
Aye, he's done a bastard. So, obviously, Lewis was accompanying his brother. I think it was Scotty Wright that sorted Lewis. Scotty Wright's Lewis's pal anyway.
So he was going,
it was excellent. And then Darren, he came in with his pals for Tenerife, and we met up on the day. I get a wee bit emotional, as you do when you get a bit older.
What tears?
Oh, I was greeting my eyes out. Aye, I greeting
my eyes out. Why?
Because I just love my boys and the guy. Honestly, my nephews were Kyle and Connor were there as well.
Do you know any German?
See if you need a light.
Do you know any Germans?
No. Did I know? Did I know? No.
I thought you met a German.
Been a type of a German before.
Ah, well, don't you? This was back in my teens, right? So you used to know that story.
The big shot part. Hey, right, so you and my beer.
Change the subject.
So you and my beer for 5 days.
I need to be lying down on your couch.
That's been fucking up.
That's been fucking up. That's been fucking up. That's been fucking up. That's been fucking
up. Because you're a wee bit, obviously, before you went, you were a wee bit obviously.
Because they were all so young, mate. Yeah, but no, great.
Brilliant boys.
I had a lot of open goal fans, but a wee Cammy Smith, what a boy, man. Funny.
Brilliant.
Said I'd give him a shout out.
Who would you say was the player of the tournament?
Cammy Smith. Was he? Funny. Jack Smith's his brother, Andy Smith's his dad.
Oh, great lad.
Big Andy.
Big rebound.
Andy Smith, the pals guy.
That was his two boys.
Yeah, he's a great lad.
Ray Grant, Peter Grant's boy was there.
Right.
He said that you and Peter were quite pally back in the day.
Aye. People don't realise that.
My brother said he was brilliant today.
Funny, mate. What, the boys
used to share a room with Peter when we went away with Scotland in the 18s and all that. So, things like
that.
Mate, one of the boys was asking us to sign. He's played in the leagues. I'm not mentioning his name. He's played in the leagues asking us to sign. I said, no, I'm not signing you. I've never seen you play. You need to prove to us your fitness. If you could do a 5K in under 20 minutes, you can come in for pre-season. So he's like, right, fuck it, I'm going to do it. He's not at the club for like 6 months, so he's not played football for a while. Right, fuck it, I'm going to do it. I was like, yes, brilliant, can't wait. So we go to the beach club that day. We're all drinking. I go home early, they stay out. Next morning we wake up, we're all sitting, he goes like that. See that trial, forget it, mate. He says, you're asking me to do a 5K in 19 minutes. It took me fucking 3 years to get up the road last night. I've got fucking no chance of doing a 5K in 19 minutes. But no, they were all good boys, mate, really good
brilliant
boys.
You've got a proper come down in there.
Nah, I'm all right, mate.
You're right, mate.
Back on it.
I've seen this morning, you were ready, fucking getting all the team ready, weren't you? Brilliant, mate.
I think we've got a new signing today as well.
Aye.
Going to meet him after us.
Good one, so we've been chucking.
Five coffees, I have.
What position?
Not telling you.
No, just in case it gets
out. Mate, in case
somebody realises, innit?
So, good mate, good stag.
And we're all home.
Jack Leach, what a boy.
Safe and well.
That's all that matters, innit?
Aye, well, some of the stories are.
Cal Naismith. Cal was there.
Was he there?
News Cafe, we're all about. Cal's at boys, and you've come. What a guy, mate. So I think there's about six of us maybe separated from the other group. Cal spotted this. He's like, boys, get in. They had the big fucking booth to themselves. He's like, help yourself, whatever you want. Champagne, vodka.
What a guy.
Sat and spoke to him for about an hour. Brilliant, man.
That's the thing when you get away from him, innit? Everybody just comes together.
Brilliant,
you just chill out and have a party.
Marby, I'm too old for that now, Derek.
Oh, no, you're never too old.
Never too old.
You are a T-shirt in the pool for that.
Aye.
T-shirt in the pool.
Fucking
I keep saying I'm going to behave myself, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's
I'm actually a bad example to my boys, but I don't care.
No, I think you're the opposite. I think that's the way you go to live, innit? My wee dad.
I seen your dad walking about the strip selling farts for 100 quid.
That video your dad the last time was brilliant. Do you still get that brush? Well, do you still carrying that
the brush? The queue for your dad's rucksack was bigger than the queue for Ocean Beach, mate.
That's what we did. We used to walk about with the balloons, remember
the balloons?
That's what they've replaced the balloons now with him, but you have to pay extra bit if you want there, don't you?
Ah, nuts, man.
Are you not going to win? Are you still?
I was trying to go to Paris, sorry, Kev.
Paris?
For the final, Champions League final.
Are you?
For who?
Just put Bella myself.
What?
Just got to go myself.
So, Paris, Paul? Paris on your own?
I'm mine.
You can go yourself.
Tom Boyd, didn't it? You and Boyd.
I didn't want to say. Tom Boyd told me not to say.
You got yourself a ticket. You got yourself a ticket.
Go try and get a ticket earlier.
Go yourself.
But what experience that would be, isn't it? Champions League. But then I'm one of the fans going, there's no support the club. And then I'm taking a ticket. Do you know what I mean? I'll probably not go, but.
Nah. Hope you get a drink of water when you get in.
What was it? What was that like? Did you not get a drink?
Horrendous.
Was it alcohol and no getting soaked?
I'm talking about the guys, Big Ronnie and that had put us up, stayed with them, Stuart, Blair, and my boys. They had a horrendous experience, by the way. First of all, getting held up before getting to the stadium, getting their battery chargers, for the chargers for their phones, took off them, which shouldn't have been done. It was already stated that that was allowed. Their water was took off them in the stadium. No, and this is the Frankfurt fans as well. It's the same case. Mm. This is what we found out. None of the kiosks were open. If there was one open, no water. The guys were getting into toilets, trying to kind of get tap water. Mm. That was stopped as well. I think it was absolutely corrupt with the police. There was a plan put in place, and I think you don't, well, you're in Seville with Celtic, you don't realise how warm it is, and it was unbelievable, right? So the dehydration that was kicking in was unbelievable. So I think it was done intentionally, right? To be serious for a minute, with the police, to quell the fans, both sets of supporters. And, you know, it was dangerous. It was dangerous. It's crazy. Now, these guys, you know, we're not talking about kind of younger guys like yourselves. We're talking older guys, their 60s, 70s, that were gone there to experience a cup final, a European Cup final, and they had that. I'm just glad some of them like kind of will come home safely. Mm. It's a miracle that nobody's died. See UEFA. See all these guys, all these delegates that walk about and all that and say, now they're there to do a job. They weren't doing their job because they must have known that there was an emergency going down. And what I'm talking about emergency was people were struggling badly. Now, you try to tell me they couldn't have called in vans for the surrounding shops, bring in water, had a plan in place. No, it was, they didn't want to know because Big Ronnie, who I was staying with, you know, he's 67, Ronnie, and he tried to speak to a few of them. Didn't want to know. It's bloody dangerous, by the way. It's crazy. So it was, and that was for base support. Man,
why do you need any water? What was it? I get alcohol.
I try to dehydrate you or something. I don't try to.
Can you imagine that? You know, and everybody, both said, we're all drinking all day up to
it. Shambles,
so when you get to the game, you want to watch your football, you want to enjoy it, but you need water. You know, you need
especially to hydrate yourself.
It was crazy. It was horrendous. So even being held up before you're getting to the stadium, you're getting to the stadium, you can't even get a drink, a drink of water. So UEFA, you know, hang your head in shame. You're an absolute nightmare, mate.
So you'd have got a battery, your dildo taken off.
But do you know something? I'm a dafty and I
thought you were going to say I'm a dildo.
I could be that as well. I forgot my phone. So I'm in Seville without a phone.
Oh, mate, that's my worst nightmare.
I know. So the guy's phones were running out of battery, you know, and that's why it was supposedly okay that they could take these with them.
Chances,
because you need to contact
very
people.
Ahead.
You know, it was horrendous. Mm. So it was.
Nightmare.
Yeah, well.
Right, so when are you going away?
Hopefully the end of June.
Where are you going, big man?
I don't know, fancy Turkey.
Ah, you said that last time. That'd be good, mate. With the four
kids,
boys.
Keep them all entertained. So trying a few companies, hopefully. Waiting on a passport. Try to see
if you're desperate to save any company can sort it out, aren't you?
No.
I should go
to you. I've no booked a holiday for a long time. So try to book a holiday is a new experience on me. It's quite
When's the last time you're away?
Oh, about 5 years ago.
What's that?
Come on, big man.
No, life's about getting
get away. I'm chilling.
Just listen. What is the word holiday? Means you go somewhere and enjoy yourself, relax.
With the way
you get fucking four boys.
You're right, mate.
It's not a holiday.
What, three? It's like, hey. All inclusive kids clubs, mate.
They're white, they're freckly, and they're blonde hair. Fucking, right, you know, sun cream every 10 minutes. It's not a holiday. But now they're ready, so we're going to go and try to get a passport appointment to get a passport because my passport has expired, but I've got one. So,
get right yourself away for a year.
Couple of weeks, 10 days.
Try and get yourself away for a year if you can, big man.
Hopefully you'll be fucking with me. Get yourself away for a year. Fucking hell. I've been trying to leave this show for 2 years. Hey! Fucking keep bringing it back to you. The viewing's dead, Kev. Come on. So that's it.
Getting
back. But wait, St Andrews tomorrow.
Doesn't count.
Wedding anniversary, 10 year.
Oh, see, oh, that is great. Oh, imagine what you two are going to get up to. Oh, I'm just walking.
Tell you what we are getting up to. Knee deep.
Noise complaints.
Two nights. Heavy. No,
that'll be wild.
She wants a wee boy and a wee, I want another baby. Oh, so we're going to have a wee Andrew.
Can we make announcements?
Oh, what's that?
Just, my boy's going to be a daddy.
Congratulations,
Lewis.
No way.
I've seen that.
Lewis is going to be a daddy.
Yes, congratulations.
Seen the picture. Somebody put a grand up. Second time.
It's Carol that put the picture up on Facebook, wasn't it? She put it up, mate. Lewis misses is a
the best I've seen.
A darling man.
Is she? Aye.
Oh, for
that'll be my second.
Darling, he's got like a
year. So now I'm not so chuffed. I tell you what, he'll be a good dad. He will.
Aye. He actually, the best,
he actually should be mad at. So he should. The way
he said he wanted to.
In fact, he looked after me nearby.
And it did he?
Aye. So he did. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Aye. First up and go grandkid, I think.
Surprised.
Aye. First up and go grandkid.
Aye. Oh, amazing. What a surprise it was for me. And it was just, it was after the, it was on Saturday night, Aaron, we were up in Benavis, on the Costa del Sol, and he just gave us a wee FaceTime and I was sitting having a couple of
sat in the tears.
Couple of beer.
Emotional.
Oh, great, huh?
Oh,
I'm greeting all the time.
Surely you put your balls away when you got that news.
Oh, absolutely. It's been pretty emotional.
What a time for you, mate.
It's been magic.
Pundit of the year as well.
We gave you that on the show. I don't know if you watched it, but you got
Pundit of the year.
I might start greeting.
No, I don't want to greet today. I'm not greeting, I've got the boys, that's one of them. And I've got to be.
I think I'll greet.
Great.
Right, what
weren't it? Obviously.
You moving the show on?
Aye, sorry, I should have done that before you actually tell me to do that there. But obviously, lads, going to be a bit more serious stuff, going to the football. Scottish Cup Finals, signed Saturday. I'm going to put it to you, big man.
Didn't watch it?
Your ex-team?
No.
Two ex-teams.
Going to put it to you. Two ex-club. I mean, it's also me almost.
I would like to have watched it, but I was away. I went and watched. I went to watch Sunderland with my boy. Like,
I seen you doing that.
Can I say I was half watching Sunderland
see
as
that
well?
There, right? I'm going to say this right now, right? And people might take this wrong.
You were great. Were you great?
No.
Upset?
No. That there, right, was the best football experience as a fan I've ever had.
Player final.
I swear to God. I went to the Celtic getting the cup against Motherwell, and that was good. But see that on Saturday, Sunderland getting promoted.
What? See, if you wanted to know about go and play a final, mate, I'd have told you a bit.
Kevin, were you there?
Aye, but you only had like 20,000 people.
No, were you doing there at the game? Places for 80,000.
Were you doing there at the game?
I went to Wembley.
I would have told you what the dressing rooms looked like three times.
I went there.
Hold on a minute, because I know how good the atmosphere, because my pal Sharpie, big Sunderland man,
aye,
my time doing there, and he sent us a couple of videos, and it looked amazing.
Derek, it was incredible.
That thing he was dating himself on the video was...
You know how we were at Hampden on Thursday, that wee bit of stuff.
Aye.
And we were like, oh, how good is it to play at Hampden? See Wembley. That's fucking next level stuff.
Good, mate.
It is next level.
He's tight, he's here.
The third time's even better. First time's alright, the third time's the best though.
Did we still talk about League One football?
See when you did it three times.
Did we still talk about League One football?
When you did it three times though, mate, it's unbelievable. I know you enjoyed your wee day in the crowd. See when you're actually on the pitch, it's brilliant.
See that League One football? Is that even a thing we are to talk about on here?
See on your pitch, you can see all you enjoying yourself. It's good.
What a sip.
You're happy for you.
50,000 Sunderland fans. I swear to God. You know what got me? Just pure love and passion for their club.
I get that.
It was
big time.
It was amazing.
I was
emotional.
Did the big fire things go off? Is that real? No, seriously, that's brilliant.
Mate, honestly, the noise they fucking
was the atmosphere, Kev, it made it.
Paul, honestly, if you ever get a chance to go to Wembley and watch a game,
he's done something.
In my time, it was a rock and roll.
Neil needs like massive praise because he went in there and people were like, oh, why we got this guy? Because there was talk of Roy Keane coming back. Other guys, he's come in there, I think he lost one game in about 17 or something.
So he's
what has he done?
I don't know.
Has he changed
what he's done? I don't think he's changed too much. I think he just
players gave playing
player,
for him.
Players
he's
playing for
that knack. He's a good coach, Alec Neil, but he's got a likability factor.
Mad on
talking
fitness. See if he didn't have a certain.
He was always.
See what you're saying there. See what you're saying there.
Alec was like that as a player as well. He was a hard day.
What you're saying there, see on reflection on the game Saturday, how fucking hard they worked off the ball. See that boy Patrick Roberts, obviously he was at Celtic. He's there. I think he's only come to the end of the season. What a player he is.
He's brought him back in, I heard.
What a player that boy is.
Yeah.
Caviar.
See, that game was on the back. Oh. I was in the background while I was watching the Rangers game. So I kind of knew the result.
And big Ross Stewart. Didn't he do a great deal? He does, when he gets the ball and he does things very well.
Aye.
But you've had the same career.
I know, Hearts Rangers.
Sunderland.
Aye.
It was amazing. But so I couldn't watch the cup final, but by all accounts it was no worth watching. Is that right, Paul?
No, listen, Scottish Cup final is always worth watching. Disappointed you've said that.
Disappointed.
No, not at all. Listen, it was I'll be honest, if Andy was sitting here, I'd probably no serious, but I was really, really disappointed with Hearts.
Why was Andy not starting?
He's always been injured, hasn't he? Did not have a wee injection in the first day.
Do you know something? And that would have started him, because I thought they started the wee boy Devlin. And that's what I'm saying. Andy's been playing well. I says the week before it, he was top dog.
Yeah. So not just one game. Andy's been good for a while.
Yes,
now,
isn't he? That's what I'm saying. But when I watched him against Rangers, I thought he was outstanding. Mm. There you go. And I'm not just saying it because he's on this show.
A lot of people think because we'll say it because he sits with us.
No,
when you're watching football, you can see it. Andy's popped up with some good goals this year.
That was it. At Motherwell game, he was different gravy. So he was unbelievable.
But that was the game before the cup final, right?
And then it was the Rangers. I saw Rangers.
That's right.
It was a Motherwell game. Coming back to me. I thought he'd have been a starter. Yeah.
What did Hearts?
No day.
What did they no day? Why was it? Why were they so flat?
I don't know. Obviously, you need to give credit to Rangers. Obviously,
can you get it to Sims enough?
They get a chance in the first couple of minutes. When the boy Sims hits the post. McFadden said he should have maybe went with left foot.
He was stretching. He was going at full pelt and all that. They're saying he should have went with his left, but he's right footed. He's trying to get closer.
I don't know. They just
so did Rangers batter them?
Didn't they batter them? They just started to control it in the second half.
They took the game,
and Rangers had the chances. As per usual, wasn't it? Unbelievable. And I thought, seeing away, I went, wow, this might go to penalties. You know, and that was in the back of my head. But Rangers just showed their character, controlled the game, and then in extra time, went to another level. So they did. And they just looked a class apart.
No, they did.
Didn't they?
It looked good for them.
Again, Rangers fitness is unbelievable.
I don't know how they're doing this.
Incredible.
I don't know where that's coming with. That's what I'm saying. It's a loser. You know, because it's so easy. You know, you can feel a wee bit sorry for yourself, but they dug deep again. But you're right, it's the fitness.
Where does that come from in terms of, like, you're talking about the end of the season? You've got no time. You've got games Saturday, Thursday for the longer time Rangers have had that. There's no time to do fitness in between. So where does that come from?
I think they've just got athletes, isn't they? You look at John Lundstrom, he's just a natural athlete.
Another performance.
Phenomenal.
But in Saturday,
couple of runs.
Absolutely incredible.
He's just get better and better and better as the season.
Confidence has grown.
Am I right saying it was when Broncos that actually put him in the team, or was he playing before with Gerrard?
He wasn't playing as much under Gerrard.
He's done some job, hasn't he?
He's like a kind of utility player. He was in and out.
Looking at him directly after the Europa League final and that, two man of match performances, I kind of see how English teams won't come in for him right now.
By the way, how much would you pay for?
You're looking at Patterson sort of going for 12 to 16 million, You look at Bassey getting man of the match in the Europa League final.
Yeah, I think you're talking 25, 30 million, aren't you?
It got to be.
Easy 20 million because
one, he's an athlete.
They should have Scottish company. He showed his ability.
See, what I liked when he came into the side, he's got good delivery.
Mm-hmm. We're all talking about
Barisic, and that's why probably Barisic maybe edged it a little bit. But he's got good delivery as well. So he has. So he just ticks all the boxes.
He's so aggressive, isn't he?
You could put your best player up against him to get by him, and you know that you're not getting by him. He's physical. He puts his body in good positions.
He enjoys it as well, Kev. You can see that he enjoys that.
And the more he keeps doing what he's doing, he's 22 years old.
How was Suter?
Any time Rangers put a ball in the box, you look as if they're going to create something. Suter, bang.
What about winning the ball, though? He drives the ball at my place.
The week before, it was just in the warm-up I was watching, and just the way he sings that ball.
Mm. He's a good player, didn't you?
What a player he is.
Well, Goldson's gone now.
I think we knew that just after in January.
It's not a financial thing, because Rangers can offer decent wage. He clearly wants to go back down the road for whatever reason that may be, but...
That's fine.
And Goals has been a great servant to Rangers, but when you've got a ready-made replacement coming in, possibly, I think, a better player coming in.
And then if there is any issues, you can always look at Bassey. You can always bring him in there because and I think that
he'll play there next year too. Won't he? If he can play just in, he'll play left centre back for the full season next year.
That's sort of right, Bassey left.
Get that versatility, hasn't he? He can play left back or he can play in one.
I'd play Bassey left back.
Would you, mate?
I just
so
think.
Would I. So do you know? Aye. So because would that at the minute. At the moment, yes.
So much going forward. Unless you've got another left back in, but. I think even in the final, he was amazing for Rangers. And I actually stopped probably Frankfurt with a lot of their chances. But I think him going forward, I mean, fullbacks now is one of your most important positions. Do you know what I mean? Your amount of assists you see Trent Roberts not getting, that's probably where a lot of your.
But look at Celtic, the team that concedes the least wins the league. Usually. I'm going spine my team, I'm putting back.
What about.
That's all about opinions, mate, isn't it?
Aye.
So.
Am I saying that Gerrard signed Suter?
Yeah.
Aye.
No, Van Bronckhorst.
Was it Van Bronckhorst? Aye.
This is January, wasn't it?
Just wasn't too sure. That's see, a on, good signing. That
and if you remember, way. Remember the amount of abuse that Suter got for the Hearts fans?
Aye, that game
when
he
first
came.
Yeah, but by the way, and he just shrugged it off.
I was there that game.
That's the mentality you need if you're going to go play for Rangers.
Shrugged it off, played on. And you know, in the cup final, you know, he's gone to Rangers, obviously, and he put in that performance.
He was still going
it'd
for
been
it.
So easy for him to just, what can I go?
Just go on, you go.
Aye.
Nothing you.
But no, he was going to show what he's all about. But he did. So he did. He was different. So he was.
What do you think this leaves Hearts' season? It's still a great season, isn't it?
Still
great
a great season. Absolutely.
Tremendous season.
Aye.
Really good. He deserves massive credit, mate.
Got promoted, finished up in the league, guaranteed themselves European football after Christmas.
And playing in a good stage. Good style as well, Kevin.
Decent player, great. I think their transfer window at the beginning they were
amazing,
aye, bringing in Barry Mackay when they did was genius. There's a couple, obviously, there's one or two Hearts fans no convinced because when Hearts hear a bad performance, there's one or two that seem to have a go for Robbie, but sometimes a manager, you don't get it right. Think of the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, what was our goals this season? A better goal wasn't it to finish third?
Trank?
Coming up for the championship.
I see what you're saying.
I get what you're saying in terms of budget, money they would have had, Hearts should be up there. I get that. But when you've got to come up for the championship and you've got to sign a few players and get them to buy into what you're doing straight away, you're probably saying we finish top six this season, have a better season, Hibs, that'd be a good season. But to finish third, blow the rest out the water.
All his experienced players that he signed, they've been excellent, man. Kingsley, Gordon, Andy, Boyce, Broizet, Robbie Nielsen have brought in.
I could imagine that's a good dress room.
Gordon's
massive. Some of the saves he's made across the course of the season.
He's phenomenal.
Brilliant.
Even the loans that he's brought in, Cochrane, the wee boy for Brighton, he's came in. Nobody's been good. Sims, another loan. His loans have been really
been
good.
Sims has been very good.
Yeah. We've gone started well,
didn't he? Need to keep that boy.
Sims is good, isn't he?
If I were Sims, I'm looking at things. Go back to Hearts and play for another year. His development will come on.
He's another one that's getting better and better.
Strong, Derek.
He's hey.
Very strong.
An animal, but he's getting better. He makes good runs. Clever runs as well.
I like you. See, you've said it before in here. A lot of teams want to play too much football. See, with Hearts, they can mix it up because of Sims. They can play, but when teams come in, they just
and Sims isn't a target
inside.
Man, like by any stretch of imagination. But if he can make things a wee bit difficult for some halves, and that's all you're after.
How do you think I'm hosting it today? All right,
brilliant,
good, you're really good.
Aye, so obviously, what I asked there about Hearts,
the talking couch, brilliant, man.
You can have
talking kite and singing kettle.
Do you go back? Is it a recliner? Do you go back? Can you push him back, please, Kev?
Wait a minute.
No, wait, go, Kev. Put the recliner on.
Go slow.
Good abs.
You need to stay like that for the full show.
Oh, hey, I'm telling you. Whoa.
Can you
that's fucking solid, by the way.
Keep it that.
What's in the book?
Put the legs up.
Right.
Sometimes the legs go up on the couch, is it?
You were up last night, you know. No, so listen, I'm going to get back to the hosting. Sorry for the wee delay there.
That's it.
Deal.
You can actually buy this couch for £600. DFS have got a sale on just now, so use the hashtag Slaney10 for 10% off your next DFS couch.
There you go, you can host it.
So
what I was saying there is, right? We talk about Hearts this season being successful. There's a wee debate sort of brewing about Scotland. Is Rangers season successful? Obviously, because they never won sort of the league. That's the main obviously thing for Celtic Rangers. Been a great run in obviously Europe. I'm really, really struggling to get an end to here.
No, because I think it has been a success.
I think so as well. But I think somebody here said it wasn't sure.
You know,
I'll just let you.
Of course, we all wanted the title. But we ran Celtic close.
No, I see the boss of Scottish Cup final.
We've got a European final, which was amazing. So it was just, and they get beaten penalty kicks. It's a sore one, but just to be there on the journey, it was magic. But if they hadn't won the Scottish Cup final, it would have been a disappointment. Mm-hmm. But they dug deep again. Character, you're saying the fitness as well, everything. So I think it's been a successful season. And hopefully, you know, there'll be comings and goings and they'll be able to kick on. There'll be a few coming in.
Do you think they will? Do you think like your Golson, Ramsey, McGregor, Davies, do you think they'll now depart Rangers?
Aye.
Depart? Yeah. Like it.
Depart the scene.
Yeah. Leon Roof might be departing as well.
Why would you get rid of Stephen Davies? I've seen
I don't know.
Stephen Davies signs for Motherwell, I'm quitting the please. No, Stephen Davies, do not sign for.
That's the end of Scottish football if that happens.
But
I couldn't watch him try to win second balls in that, mate.
But see,
he doesn't play for Bremer, you get hundreds of the ball, mate, I promise you.
But say, he's got to play. He's at an age now that he wants to, he should be playing.
He'll not be playing at Motherwell,
and he's not going to be playing at Rangers.
I've seen Motherwell, I've seen Pat Sissel as well.
No, I've seen that, mate.
Just got my own Davy and quit.
Would you not get another year at Rangers?
What I know come into my mind right away when I saw that, I was like, Davy Cooper, that's what happened with Coop. You know, Souness comes in.
I know you pulled Souness on the hydro. It wasn't even in the fucking skip.
But, you know, imagine getting rid of David Cooper. Crazy. You know, and Steve Davis, a top player, but he's still got a lot to offer. But will he be in a starting 11 for Rangers under Van Bronckhorst? I don't think so.
No, he's not got anything played, has he?
So he needs to, nah. So I think he'll be away as well. You're right, Slim.
Squad player, definitely.
And that's so important.
Somebody around the dressing room.
I would be able to start
because you're going to lose a big character in Goldson.
Yeah,
McGregor, maybe.
I don't think he will.
Do you know?
Nah, I don't think he will.
I always think, why would he? What else is he going to do?
What's he going to do, aye?
Well, even if he was a number two, just to hang about now.
He's no struggling side.
Maybe he'll work with the goalies in the back. Yeah. Maybe he'll get into coaching and the staff. You know, who knows? You know what I mean? We're not privy to that, but it's. I think, you saw at the end of the game, I thought it was his last game. I thought that was it.
Suppose you know, they put a bid in for Tommy Sheridan, isn't it? Playing goals.
No, he's unsure on it, but
he's not sure just now.
No, he's not. He's not.
So, no, a successful season, that's still, I think, for...
What about you, Kev?
For Rangers, I
for
think...
For the next teddy bear.
I think it's...
next teddy bear.
I think it's been a successful season because they lost the league by what, a couple of points?
6 points, aye.
Four. Six, was it six?
6 points.
6 points.
Four. Might want to write that down next time you're hosting.
Semi-final of the League Cup. Finally, Europa League.
Two games.
Aye.
It's like they're only a million miles off it.
Aye.
And I think in football, when you are going toe-to-toe with somebody like Celtic and Rangers, the way they do it, the way Man City and Liverpool have been doing it, at some point in the season, you're going to have a blip. You just need to make sure that blip is just a one-off. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Rangers, just after January, had a 2-3 week blip. That's and right, ultimately, aye. That's what cost them the title.
So
you learn from that, Simon. Next year, they'll come back stronger. I think they'll let the guys go that were talked about. I think they'll, and then I think, I wouldn't say there'll be a war chest there, but I think there'll be finance available to try and make sure that they have the sufficient bodies to try and challenge to get into the Champions League risk reward. Good. Are you willing to gamble a few million quid to guarantee yourself the big pot of the Champions League? I think Rangers is a must. And I don't think they need to add too many because you've got Suter coming in to replace Goldson. Bassey, you're going to do well to hold on to him because guys like Gerrard, I know Villa's been linked with Tarkowski for Burnley because he's obviously in a free transfer.
See what they're offering?
Eh?
Double his wage.
120 grand a week. That?
James Tartowski, and 120 grand a week.
So there's somebody doing there.
120 grand a week.
There's somebody doing
there. Mbappe's deal.
Sorry, I think Bassey will stay. I don't think see Bassey.
So I'm getting you on.
6 months there to Christmas.
I think he's in a happy. He's a happy place. I think he can has got that rapport with the Rangers fans. Bassey,
brilliant.
He has, and he just can see he's happy. And for the next couple of years, he should. He's still developing. Believe it or not,
that'll come.
The money will come, you know. Mm. So I think he'd be probably better advised just to stay there the next year or two.
It's a tough one, that. The money thing. You're saying it, the money
talks,
and then he's saying it'll come. Injuries can happen, things can happen. Mm-hmm. You might never get it. So it's a difficult decision. Do you take the money now, set yourself for life, and hopefully things work out, or do you just wait for that big money move and?
That's a fuck
one. That's a fuck one. Right, we're looking at the season overall.
Overall, Paul. How do you think the season's been?
I think
it's Scottish
been unbelievable, incredible at times. But at the start of the season, I thought it was the strongest Scottish league in a long time. I disagree with that. I disagree with myself now for that.
Aye.
Don't think it was. I mean, you look at Aberdeen, Hibs, and stuff. No good enough this season. So from that point of view, I disagree with myself, as I said. But
are you asking a question here? Or are you answering
both?
He's being rhetorical.
Asking myself and then answering that.
That's a talent in itself.
Didn't mean I was doing it, but I just.
Do you want us just to leave and you can just do it all?
Just talk myself.
Ask and answer.
I think it's awkward thinking about me back.
Wait, so what's the question?
So the question was, I think it has been a great season for Scottish football, really. Day. Your new Simon, 2022, and you've got potentially two Scottish clubs in the Champions League. The coefficient points are through the roof.
It's through the roof.
Amazing. We're batting them up, isn't it?
So what's the question?
What is the question?
The question is, was it a good season, which you've answered three or four or five times? Yep. Come back on yourself and answer that again. So the next question we'll move swiftly on to. How did it differ from what you expected at the start of the season? I suppose you've answered that again 300 times. We'll go to that one.
Well, because you look at Hibs and a half. Hibs. Sorry.
He's already said that.
You're thinking top six, so that's how it's been totally different. Livingston, breath of fresh air. I've loved watching them throughout the season. Motherwell getting into top six. Last kick of the ball at Livingston. Different class. What about Big Lamy?
Back at Motherwell.
Aye. See that? How does that go?
He's done the same as him, isn't he? Like he's fell out with himself and went back on his own.
Who's Lamy?
Signed a pre-contract.
Who's Lamy? Who's Lamy?
He signed a pre-contract.
Remember
the
big boy in the French and seen us?
Kev, he signed a pre-contract. And changed his mind. He's still staying with Motherwell. But Motherwell have been top six. Livingston playing as well as they have. But the big one, you've got to get back to Aberdeen and Hibs.
They've had really poor seasons.
Yeah,
and I think they both clubs, I think I can start to smell it's coming for the tap. That's all I'll say on that.
I'd agree with you, Paul.
Chris Mueller, Hibs' all-time record.
10 grand a week, I heard.
Wage.
I heard he was on 10 grand a week.
He did well.
He robbed the club of that.
10 grand a week, is that what the rumours are, right?
I think so, mate.
Mate, I swear to God, he's went in there, pulled Ron Gordon's pants down, right? Gives his boss a wee tickle and then put him back up and says, thanks very much.
That sounds no bad.
Aberdeen chairman David
McCormack.
He's the same. Why don't you come in and bring a style of football to Aberdeen? What have we got?
No, it's the worst of seen.
What are you going there? What have you been up to?
What is that?
He's put
Aberdeen's a wee white collar for the fucking vicar of Dudley.
Nice. You've slaughtered him for the week, man. Bring what black one.
So that's the aye
cheesecloth,
mate. What, there's so many stains on it.
I know. Do you know what that is?
It's not the stains, it's the dandruff.
Why are you putting deodorant on your stomach?
It's the dandruff. It's the dandruff on me. I'm concerned about it. You stop flicking it on me.
Yeah, tidy up your house.
Nah, you're looking great, mate.
Thanks,
you're looking
great.
Right, what did you see? Did we see Celtic winning at the start of the season?
No, I did say aye, but
were you dafty done?
No, I did sense it. But that's maybe coming off a Celtic point of view, something. I mean, yeah. None of these did. You couldn't be that squad of players that Anne's recruited. So that was a surprise, wasn't it? Incredible job there. St Johnston?
Struggling.
Did you see that?
Yes.
He said top three?
No, but remember what I said to him. I said if they kept the squad, they lost four of the best players.
Did they lose four?
Always
four. Who was the four?
Kerr.
McCart.
McCart.
No, McCart's been there.
He's
McCann.
McCann.
No, me McCann went
there. Melamed up front.
How many goals did Melamed score last season?
Quite a few.
And who's the fourth?
The fourth was, there is a fourth, it was Roddy Grant up front.
Roddy Grant.
But by the way, yes. I need to say as well, right, we sat and watched the St Johnstone, Inverness looked fucked. How do you need to win six games to get up? They had to play a doubleheader against Thistle,
doubleheader against Arbroath,
and then a doubleheader, it
should
be one game.
It should just be one game.
Mate, what chance have they got, man? Has St Johnstone need to play two?
After a full season.
Makes no sense, every other league's second bottom plays four, second and third play each other.
But for some reason,
you need to play six games to get up.
Why, Derek, on that, why is it?
Why do you think the FA want to make it so hard for the team coming up?
Because, on reflection,
I look at it and think, right, St Johnstone won two cups last year, amazing. What Inverness have as a crowd? And what St Johnstone have as a crowd?
You couldn't have filmed my house, mate.
My point is that whether one comes up, one comes down, it's really not making a huge difference to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's teams in that championship that will have better support and clubs than some that's in there. So why are they making it so difficult for these teams? It's as if they don't want them in there.
Mm. And you heard Dodgy saying he just wanted to get to that game. It's as if the first one is, it's not a waste of a time, but it's like, we don't need it. He's actually saying, we just need the one-half game.
Yeah.
Just go and play it. And sometimes, why not a... And, well, it's got to be a neutral venue.
Ruins it,
you're right.
Whoever's made that decision has been sitting with their
head in
their dad's
bag. It needs to be reviewed. It needs to be looked at.
I don't mind the playoff, but the playoff should be like they're doing the further down the leagues where the St Johnson Grimm with the other three.
100%.
So St Johnson would play like
two semi-finals and a final.
No, fourth.
Fourth.
And then second play third, and then the winners play each other in the final. That's how it should be.
One game each. None of this.
There's six games. And then the games can go to extra time and penalties.
Did you see that because of the split, some teams actually finished ahead?
You said so you're just going to
talk about sorry what I say that.
Well, you're ahead of
you. It?
What else Dundee going? Didn't see that happening at the start of the season?
I think
it's not a big massive shock,
no,
is it?
No,
it's not a shock because obviously they'd be one of the relegation favourites. I think
everyone said Ross County, didn't they?
I think they made the mistake.
The reason they've been doing as well, I think they shouldn't have let McPake go at that time. Mm. Should have been given.
I'm curious, Derek, to see McPake's points to games ratio
with McGee.
Compared, no, McGee, his will be better, Pakes will be better, McGee. Oh, but was it enough to keep them up?
No, but you know, I don't even, listen.
Do you know what I mean?
It was change for change's sake. Didn't they get it? And it did look like an old pals act, didn't it?
Mm.
For the outside looking in. However, you try to dress it up, yep. You know, that's what it looks like. And there was no.
You're still dressing up, no?
They had a wee outside chance of staying up, and I think, you know, with that, we let McPake go. I don't think it done them any favours. And it'd be a six-game ban. I mean, come on.
It's mad, isn't it?
I don't think when they took that appointment on that they realised he had a six-game ban.
Do you think they were just trying to save on the energy costs? They must knew he would turn the heat off.
I don't know.
They must save a bit of money.
Due diligence and look into it and know what his record is, you know, and when he comes back, he is going to be banned. It was just daft. So it was. So that's how...
Okay, in fact, the Dundee fans must be fuming, man.
Aye.
Fuming.
Who's the favourite for Dundee now?
Jack Ross and Sean Maloney.
Is it?
Jack Ross wasn't out of job and you sat James McPake. Why do you know he's going to get him then?
Makes no sense at all.
Top manager.
Jack Ross would be a good appointment.
Jack Ross would be an unbelievable top appointment for Dundee. Unbelievable.
Straight back up, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Under him, aye.
Aye.
He's that good, aye. That's, I mean, talking about Jack Ross, that was one of the worst decisions I've seen. He sacked him.
Hibs at 100%.
Aye, 100%. Especially, was it a week before the cup final?
Yeah. Here's another bold prediction again, made by St Johnstone. I'm the type of person that puts these cards on the table, doesn't just sitting
on the table.
Hey, go.
Cove and Queen's Park are finishing the playoffs to the Championship this year. Next year.
I asked you that question a couple of weeks, same with the finance that they've got back and how bad the Championship was this year in terms of quality. I think if anybody backs their team quite well next year, they've got a chance. Derek, you obviously see more of the Championship football than we do. What do you think?
Before I get to that, I was just thinking back. I made a prediction at the start of the season about Aberdeen. Aberdeen would have been bottom six.
So you did.
Remember that?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Talking about that. I was just thinking, you know,
why was it you thought it?
I just thought we'd be bringing Stephen Glass in. I don't think it was the right appointment. You know, there was plenty of good managers. There you go. And we're talking, and obviously Jack Ross was in. I think he was in a job at that time. There's a lot of good managers out there, experienced managers for a job like that.
then you get to, I'm not having a go at him because he got his opportunity, but for a job like that, you need experience.
You should always get the jobs on the back of Dean Mel somewhere else, huh?
Yes,
absolutely.
Aberdeen,
and again, it looked like just to go at it, you know, because obviously maybe you got a friendship with the chairman. I mean, that doesn't sit well. Sorry, maybe you, Kev. Sorry.
Saying about that, you usually watch more championship games through your work with the radio and stuff.
Does he work with the radio? He never mentions it.
No,
he's not mentioned it a while, but
no.
He could be moving on to
it. Bring that up, Lily, no? Yeah. Just leave it today. No, so anyway, Cove, Queen's Park coming up. They'll probably have money to burn, especially Queen's Park. Championship this year, lacking in a bit of quality? Or do you think it's been all right? Because the games that I've seen...
Friday nights.
My God.
But, you know,
I'm not convinced that it was...
Right, well, because I've got a difference of opinion because...
I'm trying to ask
him. Because when I watch most of the games throughout the season...
You better pull
it. I enjoy it because it's not too tactical. I think it's two teams that normally that go at each other, and it makes for me an entertaining game. It does.
Don't know how you've got to.
And sometimes you get.
You've up in his gym.
I'm just getting my honest opinion.
And that's because and that's what I'm saying. I've watched numerous games. So
much more than you have. You've watched.
No, but you get the idea.
Stop up in the chin now.
It's good games. More often than not. Well, see, Kev, more often than not, I see a good game of football.
Right, so more often than not. You shit in a minute. More often than not, what he saw has been good. More often than not, what I saw wasn't great. Right. So
is that every Friday night? Have you watched every Friday night game?
Some nights I've just turned it off.
Right.
See, playoff games were tough to watch. I don't know what one it was.
You're never playoffs are always tense.
It's like semi-final.
No. Right, St Johnston, will they kick on next year?
You tell us what St Johnston's got to do because you told us what they were they got to do last year.
Do you know what he done to it? So here's my thinking. He kept the formation even though he lost key players. And remember, he told us at the start that wasn't exactly how he seen St Johnston play.
Yeah.
I think this summer they'll go away for the three at the back. They'll go to four at the back and he'll turn it around next year.
Cheers, aye. This could be the kick on they needed, wouldn't it?
I think he felt he had to play three at the back because they were so successful last year. But when you lose like your captain, who is a big part of that three at the back, maybe he should have just went, right, I'm going to go back to my beliefs at the start, go with the four, and I think he'll do that this year.
He's got a lot of work
that
to do,
hasn't
he?
That was
great,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Simon, quick question on you. As a coach, obviously on that point you just gave there, start of season next week, start of season Broomhill Magic, things are going great. I get a lot, touch wood you don't, but you get a lot of injuries and the personnel doesn't maybe quite fit what you want to do. Would you change?
Yeah, you need to change.
Because obviously we've had this conversation with you before and you said that I'd rather lose trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Aye.
I hate playing players at position. Yeah, I don't think any player enjoys playing at position.
No, they don't. Of course they don't. But I like that. That was spot.
Good that, wasn't it?
Bang on the money.
Right, we'll talk about enough about the hell. We're here to talk about the Premier League this year. Dundee said that Dundee manager Jamie Pate, good point for Dunfermline, absolutely.
You said he's like, keep yourself in the game, don't go away or whatever, and I think this is the perfect role for him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Dunfermline need as well. So a young fresh manager, I'm saying about Yogi's great, but it's just the right
gutted for Yogi, you know,
didn't
never work worked
there,
it.
Didn't it? No,
and he had good players there, and Yogi, you know, the type of player he was, you know, he gave it everything, you know, it was all about grit, determination. God, if a few of his players had one percent of that, they would have stayed up. They didn't show it, they didn't have the bottle. You look at the players they had in their side.
No.
You know, good players. So
again, see when you're talking about the championship too, Derek, see the games I did watch on the telly, I watched Dunfermline play Morton at home. And for me, Dunfermline played the best football that I'd seen in terms of possession, but then they never had that other side that Morton had, who were desperate to defend, desperate to win the game.
That's Dougie.
And it tells you everything, you can do as much of that
Dougie
as you want.
Put his stamp on that side right away. What he is as a guy, what he was like as a player, you know, and they got that right away. I just wish Yogi had applied that on his side a wee bit more.
Yeah.
But he's got this philosophy, and right or wrong, he just wants to play, you know. And for a guy that was a big, honest guy, strong and all that, I mean, you can applaud him, but then, you know, you're talking about adapting. Sometimes you've got to go and play another way. Mm. Get guys in that are going to just work their backside off and you know, give a wee bit of that blood and thunder. But,
they started so well, Dunfermline, when he went in, Yogi, because we remember talking
podcast.
I think they won a couple of games.
Whatever. Big club, Dunfermline, and all. I can't believe they're there now.
Love playing at East End Park.
It's a decent stadium.
Great stadium.
Yeah.
So it was.
Again, his last two jobs, he's not too, he's in his staff. I don't know why he does that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to play that certain type of way, you need coaches who are bang on with your philosophy, how you want to play, how you want to coach it as well.
Yeah.
It's very hard if you're that single guy, we're all going to play this, and you've got two coaches that don't want to coach that. It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know that in the long term, it won't work.
I know he should have been there with, well, I know Brian's at Arlo at the minute, Brian Rice. She's a big Ricey beside him, because the two of them is a partnership. Really they're different class.
So another appointment, Lee Johnson.
And do you know much about him?
Aidan, I think he's a proper coach. He's on the training pitch.
I heard yesterday speaking to somebody about
the manager. They need not a proper coach. You need a manager.
I think he has got that side to him.
You need that. That's what they need. Sean Maloney's a top coach. It never worked.
Yeah.
So you need a manager. What you need.
I was guilty of wanting him out of Sunderland because I wanted my team to get promoted. So I was kind of championing for him to get out because nothing was really changing.
What was his side like at Sunderland, Ken?
Well, I went down to watch Sunderland. They played Sheffield Wednesday that night and they beat Sheffield Wednesday 5-0. And I came back and I think I tweeted something to say that great result for Sunderland, but fucking Sheffield Wednesday were brutal. So I couldn't take too much of it because I thought Sheffield Wednesday were that bad that you couldn't really see. Mm. But Sunderland fans wanted Lee Johnson out. It was just the same style of play all the time. But for me, I'd heard yesterday that he's been kind of over. I don't really know, to be honest, because I just at that time I hadn't been to a lot of the games. So I just wanted to, for me, I was jumping on the bandwagon.
Did the fans not like him?
No, I don't know, because he got in a position where they beat Sheffield Wednesday 5-0 just before New Year, and then they got to the top of the league, 55 points, and a few games behind them to catch up and stuff. And you thought they could have went on and kicked on, and they didn't. They reverted back to being a wee bit more defensive mind. Every time they lost a goal, it seemed to be like everyone would crumble. And I don't know why that was. So maybe there was something there with him as a person. But by all accounts, I spoke to somebody yesterday who said that they knew him at Kilmarnock, and he said that he was one of these guys in England that had been kind of like pushed and fast-tracked to become a manager. So maybe that's through his dad, because obviously his dad was a great guy. I remember playing against some of his dad's team at Bristol City, and his dad was a great guy. So that's obviously something he's been determined to do. So on him getting the Hibs job, he must interview very well.
It's not an appointment that you go, oh, wow, what an appointment that is, though, is it?
Aye, but what is it that he's done? What I want to know is, and I'd love to know, like, what is it that he said in the interview process that just
he got spoken in, spoke in an American accent?
And he's probably, like, he's obviously saying the right thing.
Suki's got a great idea. His buzz. I might have been in with a chance.
He's got a great idea of what he wants to do, but hopefully we'll see it at Hibs.
Yeah, but it looks like McGiddy linked, because McGiddy played him at Aidan, played him at Sunderland.
He spoke to him.
It'd be good to see it. No, I've not spoke to him actually, but it'd be good to see Aidan back.
There you go. I'll just get the couch back on. I'd not
believe it. And zip, that looks good, like it.
Better.
The collar sits good.
Listen, so bang on the money. It'd be great to see Aidan back in the SBL, wouldn't it?
Where he gets your arse off your seat.
That'd be brilliant to see
Aidan Wade in 37, 36, 37.
I think Aidan would suit an Easter Road crowd, do you know what I mean? They love that type of player, didn't they?
How would he be if we did the podcast on Monday and we've watched him the start of the week?
Oh, you're getting a phone call, mate. You're getting a phone call.
Is it?
Oh, 100%.
Aye.
He's some man, honestly. Jack Ross, Club Face, criticism for how you sack. Done that. Aberdeen over summer, getting himself back, competing in Europe. It's all going to be recruitment, isn't it, for Jim Goodwin?
Do you think that the likes of Jim Goodwin there, who's had a difficult start to his Aberdeen career, the breaks came at a good time, but he has a massive job in his hands, signing the right players to get the right system playing, and they have got to start straight away. Aberdeen don't start off
for the fans. He needs to get the fans on side, because already I think the fans are not so sure already, you know.
I believe that Jim Goodwin can do that.
What's the main thing that he needs in that Aberdeen team?
I would have said
easy, a winning side, innit?
No,
but it doesn't need to be.
But what do they need to make that winning side?
Well, you look at Jim's sides. Jim's it's no open and expansive football. So Aberdeen fans need to get real. You're not going to get that probably under Jim Goodwin. But you need to get back in track. And it's no losing games and winning games.
You need boys that play that pitch and dive.
They let McInnes go, and McInnes was successful. You know, when you look at him, but they wanted a different brand of football. Bullshit, just get a winning brand of football.
Fucking brilliant, that's why.
That's all you want, isn't it? You want to see your team winning.
But then, see on that point, Derek, was a great point. Aberdeen fans didn't like that under McInnes. Like, just winning, getting to semi-finals, getting to cups. They want to change. So if Jim Goodwin goes in this season and starts off similar to what McInnes was doing and gets Aberdeen to semi-finals, gets semi-finals of cups and things, that starts competing again. But playing unattractive football, maybe. What's the Aberdeen fans going to want then?
Nah. Well, he'll have a shelf life, won't he? Yeah. Like two or three seasons in, they want him.
But he's under pressure.
I'll change the question. What positions on the pitch do they need to improve?
Am I right in saying, Derek, the boy Ramirez up front scored about 18 goals or something
16.
This season? 16.
16.
So in terms of somebody score goals, they've got somebody.
He just went half, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he not just get him?
He just went
that's
him.
A great way you put that there.
Has he finished
He just wandered off. He just wandered off away to America.
Don't need players like that.
He went and tried the Hibs job, didn't he?
Oh, he tried to get it.
Big American.
It's going to be a question mark, sir, that the boys will. You know, you're in a dressing room, you're in with the boys, you know, you don't just take it off. Because, and I know you get family and other stuff's going on, but listen, you're paid to be a professional. Professionals, they finish the season. And they should have been there.
But see, so when you look at the actual squad of players, it's not a bad squad of players. You've got Bates, who's played with Rangers, Declan Gallagher, who's Motherwell captain, Calvin Ramsey, who's this next big thing. Ross McCrory played with Rangers, Lewis Ferguson, Johnny Hayes, who's played with Celtic. That's a good squad of players in the SPL, isn't it?
Bates and Gallagher didn't seem a good fit. So that
maybe
needs
a little lack of pace there.
That needs to change. They've got two young fullbacks, obviously. Ramsey,
Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Colin.
No. Who's the other one?
Colin Montgomery, huh?
That's the challenge.
Surprise, he's still
who's
playing.
The other one? Is it Kent? No, Kennedy. What's it?
But he played at the start of the season, didn't he? He was kind of in and out of
McKenzie.
McKenzie,
sorry. Apologies for that. But so you've got two young boys, but they need two good, like, if they're going to play a back four, you know, you need guys that are in there to get a good partnership. You know, and that partnership doesn't work. That needs to change. In the middle of the park, is McCrory going to play in there? I don't know. I've said to you before, I think McCrory's best position is where Ramsey plays.
Right back.
I think McCrory's a terrific right back. But he's that versatile, he can go in there. But
what about him at centre half, Derek?
McCrory?
Aye.
I think he's in between. I think so.
I know he's aggressive.
Aye.
He's physical.
He's quick.
Aye.
Is he aggressive?
Aye, he's quick. But I'm not sure. I don't know in there, he might struggle a wee tad.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you watch Bates, I think he's too rash.
Gets
too close, gets too tight, gets rolled a bit easy, makes rash decisions. And I'm just thinking maybe a calmer influence in Big Gallagher, maybe him with McCrory, somebody that can bit a pace. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of changes here. I know. I mean, Jim's already made changes. You know, there's been a lot of guys went out the door. So it's just what you said earlier, it's massive.
They need to get the best out of Craig Brinford, didn't they? Playing him wide, I think he needs to
get him in the middle.
Craig Brinford.
Where do you think they need to improve?
But it's what you're saying, that's
every department basically.
I'm not seeing that team of players.
Joe Lewis, a good SPL, I know he's not had a great season.
They shouldn't be doing anywhere near as bad.
No,
I mean, I had to push maybe for third place and stuff and being a wee bit more quality or whatever. They should have been nowhere near the. I mean, they barely won a game since Goodwin's came in. Or I think they won
it's
one.
Quite scary. They beat Hibs 3-1. I remember that.
And then I don't know what's going on.
That's the only game I can.
But you need to go when you go
remember
with
any positivity.
You need to go
and dive for the club.
All right, thanks, Neil Warnock. You need to dive at 3 points. Is that what you're just going to say? You just need to go and die.
I was watching this morning.
Just go and die. We'll win.
Because as long as you die.
Oh, Simeone, what a
documentary.
Brilliant.
How amazing is that, by the way?
He's the best, isn't
he? Isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You watched that?
No, I'm going to watch it.
Everybody watch
it. Good eye.
That was going to be me this afternoon, then.
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable.
Boz in a route watching that one.
Ah, he'll be all right.
He'll have a stoner as well. He'll go the full whack, by the way.
Right, lassie, but as we're going to go the best of the season. Are you going to do this, Paul?
Do you want me to take it in?
Aye.
Okay, no, I'll do it because you've been thinking about this.
Who's
the best?
Somebody told me I had to kind of brush up my team of the season. So
it's not team of the season. It's more just certain.
Are we going to go to your team of the season?
Who's the best signing?
Or the best signing?
Charlie McGrew.
Kyogo Furuhashi.
Oh, fucking hell.
Are you going with Charlie? Is that a pal, Zach? Mark McGean Stratton.
I don't know. United. Pass.
You look big dingus.
United 4.
I know, but Kyogo was he changed.
Missed
the field
3 months of the season.
That sums him up how good he was.
Right.
So you going Kyogo? Who are you going?
By the way, you look Stratton, you know.
he's dingus, isn't he?
Right. Because he has a friend of the show and he's got the best touch out of the lot is Charlie.
Yeah, there you go. So you agree?
Because he's an influence on the rest 100%. Of the boys. And there's a couple of the boys in there that have been terrific at Dundee United. And you could just imagine Charlie in the dressing room with him, couldn't you?
I could, mate. Aye.
No, listen.
Big Dingus
is go to aye.
What are you signing, Kev?
I'm
just trying to think of somebody outside the box.
I've spoken to a lot of managers who've watched Dundee United and said, take Charlie, I know they'll take him in a minute.
Mm-hmm. They're even bringing him on for free kicks. You get a free kick.
Listen, don't be fooled. Charlie's a very good footballer. Don't be fooled.
Oh, yeah.
And like you say, what you see on the podcast here, he's a great guy. I can only imagine he's an even better guy in the dressing room.
I spoke to a Scottish manager this.
In the interview's brilliant. Oh, he's brilliant.
And that's why I'm putting him in there. He's cut interviews and he's done a big sensational. Spoke to an SBO manager. Who was it?
The agent.
I'm going to say right. And they wanted Charlie. In the summer.
Yeah.
I was the manager I spoke to though.
This summer, you mean?
Yeah, this summer coming up. I wanted him. So, listen, maybe no say to him.
Where's the manager now? Soft play.
He's been seen in there anyway, aye.
Who's the season's worst signing, biggest disappointment?
I think Aaron Ramsey's side, I think he came, and it's not a Celtic Rangers and Keogh, Aaron Ramsey, I'm not meaning that, but he came with a massive name, massive player, and he's just not hit
the heights at all. It's because he's a superstar, isn't he? Mm. And we expect big things, but there comes a
time. It's very difficult though, Derek, isn't it? When you see, no matter who you are, if you've not played for 6 months, the level of Rangers players are at, we're talking about the fitness levels they're at, and they're competing for leagues, it's very difficult, no matter who you are, to get to their levels.
Even comes a time well in your career.
Surprised you never said well. Good, there. Facts,
even
mate.
You get a time in your career when you're, it just doesn't, it's not quite it's there. And it looks, because he has been a brilliant player. And at the time, I was excited. I went, wow, this is going to make the difference. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, listen, but hey, he's came here, he's tried, gave it his best shot. Wasn't it? It didn't quite happen. That's football.
See, if you offered him on a free transfer for Rangers next year, would you take him?
No, because I don't think it's worth it. You know, I think it's better just maybe part company. Even for him, you know, you could see him even in the Scottish Cup with the celebrations. He just wasn't quite there. I think he's absolutely... He was devastated for Wednesday night in that European final. So, listen, fair play to him. He's came. He's been a Rangers player. The fans will still... We'll still think of him well. And, you know, we just expected an explosion. Yeah. It was going to be a different gravy. Yeah.
It's just probably you're not exciting Aaron Ramsey. 5 years ago, do you know what I mean?
And the only explosion we got was your boys.
I think that
watching Simone documentary.
I think the Diallo boy was a pretty bad
sign. Bad one,
he came in, scored in his debut up at Ross County, and never heard him again.
There's another one. Man United have signed well with him, isn't there?
17
million equipment again, yet again for that club. Wow,
he's come up here and done nothing.
Anyway, any other ones we can think about?
What's signing?
Mueller must be up there. Hibs highest ever player. I think he was brought in to replace Martin Boyle.
Done well, didn't he? like a replacement.
That's up there, isn't it? Mueller.
Mueller's up there, aye.
Yeah.
Mueller's definitely up there.
Best managerial appointment. It's got to be Big Ange, isn't it?
That's Ange.
We're Celtic at the end of last season.
Big Ange. Definitely.
Incredible. Aye, Ange.
I know.
I didn't expect Celtic to win the league. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got to tip your cap to him. You know, the players that he brought. Anyway, I'll tip my cap to him. But he did. I didn't expect to turn around.
Because it was so outside the box as well.
When we got up, Rangers got off to a good start, I thought, we've got it in the bag. I'll be honest with you. You know, and I thought it was going to take him time. But he's worked a miracle.
Mate, lesser guys would have crumbled after that start.
And you talked about, Big Yogi about, you know, you need your own staff. He didn't have his own staff. So fair play to him. So aye. And sometimes you've got to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So you have.
Nah, he's been a bit of fresh air for Scottish football.
Worst manager appointment.
It's only this one guy.
Is it a wee fella?
Fucking
no,
dingus.
He's freezing and he's.
He's sitting there. No, he's hungry.
Charlie,
he's
leaving it.
He's frozen. He's fucking starving. Life's shit. Just to know where to turn to.
Is this you or Mark McGee you're talking about?
I was talking about you. You walked through the doors this morning.
Hi, McGee.
Mark McGee.
The worst interview was when he said, I told the boys we're not going to win a lot of games this season. Keep in a first game.
Fair play to him, but innit? That's brilliant for him, though.
No, I mean, that's
a shambles. You've lost the dressing room, haven't you?
I think even Mark McGee taking the job, knowing that he's got a 6-game ban. You know,
that's crazy.
Aye, daft.
And the fact that he was the guy who was his assistant, it was flipped the last job, but he was his assistant.
It was strange all round. So it was, and you said it earlier, Dundee fans should be absolutely getting off their nut.
Fuming. What player surprised you the most with the performances?
Oof.
That's a good one.
Bassey.
Aye.
Bassey.
Bassey.
Never thought he could get to that level.
Never thought he'd get to that level. No chance. Not begin the season because he was in and out, in and out. Bit part here, bit part there, because at the time Rangers had, what do you call it, Barisic at left back. They had Balogun and Goldson, Tav, or it would be Goldson and maybe Big Hollander when he was fit. And Bassey would come in every now and then. And I think that night when Celtic beat them 3-0, Bassey was... Did Bassey play in the middle or whatever? And then they brought on Balogun at half-time or something and jigged it about. And I thought that night, that made them a lot stronger defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that night, I think that he's just kicked on.
Andy Halliday.
Right, wow, good answer.
And the reason being because I watched Andy in the Championship.
Yeah.
And like a few of the other guys... Oh, he doesn't mind me saying this. I thought he was just kind of plodding away.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see the kind of bit of zip, that wee bit of zest in him. But by God, see since Christmas.
No, he's had a great last.
He's been different. He's been different class.
He scored the right few goals, by the way.
Aye, great.
Big goals as well. Big games as well.
So, where's that came from?
Last year he was plodding away in the Championship. He was brilliant on this. Been brilliant on the pitch, been plodding away on here for the last fucking
season. It's shocking. But honestly, that's, because sometimes it's an unusual one. Most of players don't surprise Charles me because you know they've got that in them. But I looked at Andy and I thought, you know, is he just kind of going to tail off his career? Mm-hmm. Bang. And he's been back at it.
Yeah, 2 year deal.
Hasn't he?
50 quid a week. Fair play.
He's playing that. Really well. Yeah. So where did that come from? That's the game. For you as well, you should.
The character the boy has.
That's it.
Charles Cook. I was going to say Charles.
Oh, by the way,
that's incredible. Right. Nobody knew anything about him and the goals he's scored.
What was it, 14 in the league or something?
Yeah.
Aye, something around about that, Si. And Plymouth Ross County as well. Do you know what I mean? He scored that many goals.
I am thinking, I think it's 13, isn't it?
I was going to say 13. At one stage, you said he'd score.
Would that be right?
That's unbelievable in a team like Ross County. Has that ever been done where a Ross County player's been up there with a top goal scorer?
Well, I think the closest I've ever come to that would have been maybe Conor Salmon with Kilmarnock.
Like a lesser club.
Aye, so like a club that's maybe not supposed to be up there.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's a great shot. How would you call him, Malcolm Mackay, coming in and did what he did?
I'm going to put one for you. And it's the winner, Tony Ralston.
It's a good shout.
Mm-hmm. So I'm known at St Johnstone, never hardly played. Yep. Dundee United.
Aye.
Wasn't great.
Looked like he was heading out the door for
100%. You never thought Tony Ralston would be coming and play the part.
And now he's reliable. He's reliable.
Need to give him a lot of credit.
Aye, definitely. Mm-hmm. He picked in the Scotland squad recently.
Yeah.
Aye, fair play for that as well, because I don't think he's been picked up too often.
I never thought he'd get to the levels, and to be completely honest.
Aye,
he's been really good. What team surprised you the most?
I think Ross County.
Ross County, I'd say.
I mean, I tacked him to go down. Just with previous, that new manager coming in, you don't know how it's going to go, but by God, very good. How did the front three were allowed to go and express themselves, Si?
Who's that front there?
Humble, Charles Cook and the big boy White, up front.
Good call! On the spot and you done it.
Listen, the big boy White didn't really get bums out of seat, but the other two did. He's there for the score goals, the big man. Receive the ball up, hold it up.
And then just go and play off.
Go and play, and Malcolm McKay's been known to sit in, defend and stuff long.
Aye.
Anything
big
but
athletic
that.
Boys, weren't they? They're a big strong team. I'm going to go with a Broth.
Good
amazing
shout.
Seat to start part-timers, you know, and what they achieved throughout that season. I watched them the first game of the season against, they were at home to Inverness, and they were the best side, and they ran away from Inverness the last half hour, and I'm like, I'm going, what's the part-timers, how's that happening? And I just thought at certain parts of the season, they're going to fall away, but they kicked on and they kicked on, and Dick Campbell, what a man. So I would... they were the kind of team that surprised me. I didn't think they could sustain that all season. They did.
I thought Livy. Purely the fact that they're quite dogged normally, but this year I think they played a bit more football.
I think they played far more football.
I think Davey brought in some good signings. They played to their strengths as per usual, got some big results against, I'm sure it was against Celtic a few times at Almondvale. What was it called? And for them to lose a 93rd minute
to go into
the bottom six, they deserve that top six. And I think that some good players in James Forsborough, Allen, I think he's done well.
Forrest has been brilliant.
He's obviously going to get a move. Pittman has been good.
In the middle of the park.
Slaney's mate, Devlin. How'd he go on yesterday's wedding?
You got asked to be your best man.
Best man, page boy. I was the only guy that didn't wear... No, I was the only guy that wore pants. The rest didn't.
Do you wear a kilt?
Aye, I had a kilt and didn't wear knickers. No, I wore knickers, the rest didn't.
Right.
That tells it. Why? It's the story, doesn't it?
Why?
I mean, tell it, he's in the story, that. You know exactly why.
When did it start growing?
10-year-old, wasn't it?
10-year-old?
10. Listen, good on him.
So, why did you not be best man?
A wee boy of us, his wee son. Wee
oh, Josh. Cute.
He done one of the greatest speeches in history.
Who, the wee boy did?
I was hoping it would go a wee bit.
It's
just so I felt better than myself. He's the wee man was brilliant. What a lovely day his dad
what,
was.
The wee man was brilliant, was he?
You had to sell quiet, that's for sure. No, it was a great day, Dad. Charlie Devlin ruined it slightly. No, but a lovely day, wee Forrest. No, was
what's his wife's name? Is it Lauren?
Beautiful. Lauren, she was absolutely stunning. She was absolutely stunning.
What were you going to say? She was stunning. Yeah, so
it was strange when she walked down the aisle. She was going to be looking at me. I said, I know the right time. No, listen, I'm going to get a better family site. I met old foes of mine. Foes and friends. Be Alan Forrest. Guys like that.
Good player, huh?
So. And, so, no,
exactly. Listen,
a great
day. Who was the foes?
No, wasn't he Foz? I mean, I thought Foz was friends, but I realised three say friends and Foz. Sorry, but no, it was a lovely
Nicky
day.
Nicky Devon's had a great season as well.
Aye. Excellent.
Yeah.
Aye.
I think he's good enough to quit the top. He's quick, strong.
Strong,
a leader on the pitch. I think he could go the way to the top. I am surprised.
Wait, is he? He could go. Jim Goodwin, if you're an Aberdeen, where you go? You're taking him in a minute.
I think he's 28. Going about 28. And I think you're spot on, so I think that's his next move would be a sort of. I don't know, Aberdeen have fell below Livingston and stuff, but that's the sort of size of club. And then he goes there, I tell you, he could go again.
I see him like a Chris Cadden type.
Better. As a leader. Huh? Cadden's more higher up the pitch, maybe.
You're right, he's getting better.
No, Cadden's
Air United, you know, I watched them at Air.
You've asked Cadden to come on the podcast and there's no
Cadden's
chance.
Cadden's
there. Sorry, mate.
I know, he was good at Air. I watched him, but he's kicked on again. And you just wonder if he went there. You know, one of the bigger so-called teams.
Simon makes if Ramsey goes to Aberdeen, that's a good really move.
He'd be a Jim Goodwin's type, wouldn't he?
Jim Goodwin's type, reliable, strong, does everything you might ask him to do, helps the rest of the boys experience.
I don't know how much you would get. I think they'll struggle to get him.
Phil, have you been big money there, boy?
No, but I mean, for Livingston to accept. Because he's got a year left. I just can't mean captain of the club, Jim. I don't know how much you would need to pay for. I don't know. So I think that'd be.
But if they get a few quid for Ramsey, then. Could use it.
I know. That's a great shout, aye.
Will he go this summer, Ramsey? Do you
think? I think Aberdeen like him to go. Yeah. They need the money. Uh-huh. Didn't they? Big time. So
he seems like the type of boy to me as well that would fancy himself going higher straight away.
Aye. He's still got a lot to learn. Yeah. Boy, you've heard me saying
it's
it often.
He's a defender,
isn't he? Mm-hmm. Aye. Oh, God. He's only a youngster. And he's a good player, but he's still got a lot to learn. Listen, if you get offered 4 or 5 million for him, you snap it up, don't you?
When you say Andy's not here, he's obviously on his holiday. Fortnite in Newcastle with Davey Martindale and Hugh Keevans.
I'm glad they didn't see Davey.
Gordon Duncan driving the bus.
I hope he's driving him down.
What's Gordon Duncan doing?
Well, that's his pal as well, isn't
it? What's he doing with Gordon?
He's getting a bit jealous.
Him and Keevans.
No, we went out. We're trying to get him out.
He's trying to bring Clyde One onto the podcast and we're like, no, we'll just push you back for Clyde One.
Best game.
I'm going to say it and I feel that all I'm doing is Celtic. I think it was a 3-0 Celtic.
So that was your best game?
It was one of the most special nights because the fans had been starved side for so long.
My worst.
Of that game. I really don't, as I say, when you're getting offers for big companies to go and you kind of constantly be sort of going one side, do you know what I mean? So I need to be sort of.
What companies is it?
So you're cutting a bit.
VIP 45, isn't it?
If that's just to come in.
Aye. VIP. If that shit come in?
If that's just to come in. Because there's no doing it.
Is he not producing?
Struggling. No, with the thong, you know what I mean? No, what I wear the thong anymore. Did you think you like the wrong one to that? Do what I wear them anymore?
It's been mortal hard, I know.
Has he been hiding the thong? Did you take it to Melbourne?
I did. I own his yacht. See, sure.
In the quad.
What a yacht, your auntie's got. It's massive.
A yacht?
Aye.
Is it?
Did you wear phones on the quad? No.
You're arse sticking to the seat because it's so hot.
Twitter.
That noise is fancy. Him, I was what about that?
Hey, no, so I was saying the
female. You got Dortmund.
Oh, are we good in Europe as well? Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, aye. Yeah, come on.
Paul, you kind of talk about the Celtic games, didn't you?
Oh, no, well, I think the Dortmund.
Dortmund for me. Because when that draw was made, I thought.
Dortmund, I think you're right.
I thought, listen, let's put up a good performance, you know, and just try and hold Bahrain. But you see them off.
Yeah.
You know, for me, the Dortmund game.
I would say, like that, either Dortmund one or the Leipzig at home one.
We came out flying down.
Yeah, Rangers were good.
Dundee nil, St Mirren won. That was my favourite.
It's a cracker.
A good game.
Exactly what Dingus wanted, wasn't it? Game plan worked.
Best moment. It's got to be something you've done at.
Best moment.
I thought you bitching Jamie Mahara was my favourite moment of the season.
The meatball. The beef.
That was brilliant. You got my face. You see that now?
No.
Don't watch it now.
Best moment.
Best moment. I'm going best. Got a few best.
It's got to be you with that German.
Your big beer off.
I'm asking back years. Come on.
That's my favourite moment.
That is my favourite moment.
That day, you
were genius that day.
You were on fire, man.
That was a few Guinnesses were involved in that day, which was lovely.
Aye, but that would be my favourite moment. The way you struck that up, but yeah. I would say overall in the football, Kev, what you think?
I can't think of any highlights in Scottish football this season that have been that. The best one was probably just fucking filming you coming out of that shower at SWG.
That was good.
Left arse in the house, didn't I?
Aye. You found your arse since then?
No.
The siggiest arse I've ever seen.
For an old guy's arse, isn't it?
It was funny.
30 year old body. That was good when that went up. Felt good after that went up. It's a good day, that.
Right, we're on questions for the summer. Will Jota and Carter Vickers sign for Celtic permanently? Yes.
Definitely.
No, you've got to get Carter Vickers signed up.
I heard Michael Stewart saying about 2 months ago, no, you would go and get somebody better. For 6 months.
Who?
Carter Vickers?
No. That's a good even.
No brainer, Carter Vickers.
Carter Vickers has been.
I've also been pulled up for saying the Lundstrom be shite patter, but there's a few people on this podcast said at the start of Caesar Starfield and Carter Vickers were nowhere good enough for Celtic, but hey ho. Not going to name names. Hey ho.
Listen, I've still.
Who said that?
I never said
was
that.
Was it you?
It was after a certain podcast. It was a guest appearance for somebody that week, and there was a few.
I love CV, but listen, I'll tell you now, I've still got my closet for Starfield. I'll keep them out.
I'll be honest with you, I'm quite happy to say I'm still no convinced with Starfield.
No.
Listen, people can have a go and say, well. I've seen enough in my that boy that when he plays very well, fair play, but for me, see with Vickers, every week, it's the same every week. Steady, comfortable, controlled. Sometimes with Starfelt, for me, there's a mistake in there. There's a bit of rashness, and that's what worries me.
All right. What's your opinion?
Julian, Paul.
The fact that he's Julian, who was bought for, what, £9 million, can I get anywhere near it?
Money means nothing.
Fuck's sake,
Simon.
What does money mean? Tony Andy thought we signed for £13 million for Sunderland.
But everyone thought Julian was
brilliant. Get a game before him. It means nothing.
When did you play? What was that, Sunderland?
Aye, Tony Andrew came in for £13 million in January, and that was the one that finished the season. Money means nothing.
No, but I'm saying Julian had done well at Celtic in the past and he couldn't.
Julian was injured.
No, but he's back for us.
I know, but he's obviously not. He listened to what he's saying in the paper. He wants away.
Aye, because he can't get in. Because Starfield's done so well.
I know, but listen, I still think
Sunderland. I think
Sunderland
will buy a centre half.
I think they'll go and get a centre half. Who would you like to see as a centre half?
Carter Vickers.
Charlie, innit? Big dingus.
Jota as well, no brainer.
Brilliant. I think he was really flying at one point, wasn't he? He's maybe sort of dipped a wee bit. He's a fantastic player, Simon.
Right. Celtic players from this season will be the start of their first Champions League game. Great question.
It's a fantastic question.
Hart.
Juranovic.
Juranovic, McGregor.
Itati,
Kyogo, and potentially
Mida,
Jota.
What about Turnbull? Think he'll get a starting place?
I think Ange likes him.
Mm-hmm. I saw the get a wee feel on identity problem.
Yep. I think Turnbull's brilliant. I think he's the ability, but I think the European games where you're only going to have as much of the ball because these teams are very good doing it.
O'Reilly will play because I think what he gives you in energy, also the quality he's got in that left foot. But I think genuinely you'll see Celtic maybe go for 4 or 5 players.
I think so. Starters as well.
Yep, 4 or 5, maybe even 5 or 6.
I think that was the thing, Kev. In Europe, you kind of see when Rogic and Turnbull played together. It's difficult in Europe with that, innit?
Celtic, after what they've done this year, winning that league and getting this Champions League place, right? Every other season's never been like this, where you win the league and straight in. Celtic's performance in Europe over the last lot of years have been terrible. They've got to be at it.
Yeah, 100%.
And you've got to go and get players to because what your rivals have just done in Europe.
No excuse.
No excuse.
Yeah. Rangers contract, out of contract players, will any of them stay? we've kind of spoke about a wee bit, but just a yes or no, McGregor.
I think McGregor, it looks like McGregor might retire. Right. Goldson, I think, aye. I think he's played his last game. And Davis. Davis, because I think Davis, like you, I think he's still a top player, and I think he's still got enough
I'd
of the
like
tank
to
go
Davis
and play.
But will he though? Will he
no, I don't no. think he will. No,
and so all three away?
Aye, I think all three will be away. Yep.
Yep. Yep. You going all three away, Kev?
I don't know. I know Goldson will definitely go. McGregor, I'm not sure though, because I haven't really seen too much of his goodbye thing on Saturday. I know some coming on with 2 minutes to go. But Davis, I just think Davis would be, if he doesn't want to, I think he'd be a great guy to hear in the club.
Mm-hmm. Aye. Oh, it's a shadow of a doubt.
And but I think he can still play. Because I think if you look at the course of the distance this season, Derek, some of the games where Rangers need somebody just to come on, settle the game down, keep the ball moving. He fits that role perfectly.
Absolutely. I think it's he'd have been on money where he was a starter. Van Bronckhorst would probably look at it and go, can I give you that same wage to be a...
And I think Davis can still play, Derek. He can still play. And then I think, for as good as him, and he is fit. So I don't think you want to sort of come off that. I think near the end of his career, would like to play with somebody.
Aye. That's the only thing I'm thinking about because he's still fit. You look at the caps he said. He's still playing me Northern Ireland. Fit as a fiddle, great ambassador, great about the club.
He never looks like he's one of the guys ever that gets frustrated with people or that. Do you know people have played at a level and they come back and it's not, you never see him.
There's one thing I'm not going to say. For the first time, I did notice that he was getting a little bit frustrated with players.
Just forget that point then.
I know, because I did see it, which was dead unusual for Steve Davis. I'd gain a wee bit of that and getting angry, which I'd never seen that before. No. So I'm saying that's maybe the wee bit of frustration not enough game time. He wants
to
see
if he retires. See if he does retire, we'll get him on the podcast.
Oh, I'd love him on.
I'd love him on here.
Have to pick his brain. Calvin Bassey stay at Rangers, yes or no?
Oh, aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Calvin Bassey will stay.
A bit to develop as well. He's been brilliant. He's got better and better. But he can get even better in the
it
best place for me, stay at Rangers.
It all depends on what comes in.
Aye.
If there's big offers come in, and the club behind the scenes maybe need to look at it and think, like, okay, do we take 25 million for this kid now that puts it to Giovanni's war chest to try and gain us into Champions League to make 60, 70 million? You've got to look at that.
But do you lose that player, that player who's been different, say, runs that left side?
For me, I'm thinking if you could hold on to Calvin Bassey for one more season, you've done amazing. Because I think if he starts the season and he finishes, he's definitely off.
Because is Hallander and Balogun still there for next season?
I'm not sure.
But with the injuries and stuff that Hallander's had,
I don't know the ins and outs.
You can't rely on that.
Hallander, I don't think Hallander will be there.
No.
Can't see that. Balogun.
Back to Sweden. Right, which current Premiership manager won't be in their usual dugout at the start of the season? Good question.
Which current?
We know Dingus is a Bennett, so
current Premiership.
Oh, he's doing the championship.
Usual dugout at the start of the season.
So will anyone get? Are we saying will anyone get sacked from out then to start the season?
Sacked or leave?
Or taken by another club?
Or taken by another club? Good.
Too much thinking that's a lot.
The only thing person I would put in that category would be maybe possibly Callum Davidson. I'm thinking he's kept Coxett-Johnson 2 cups, got them to stay up. Does he then maybe walk away and take a break for a wee while, or does he then look at that and think, you know what,
I want to kick on
now. I want to kick on and get this team back to so there's a wee question there. Very unlikely.
Tam Ford's linked to teams in England. Will he beat the United?
No way.
He's been linked.
Right, let's just
done well. Speaks very well, that young man. So he does. Davison's an interesting man, isn't it?
I think he'll be there.
I thought he's even said the other night, he's learned so much more this season than he did winning the 2 cups. Made him a better manager. He looks like a Derek McInnes, a safe pair of hands. Yeah. So he does.
Not a bad shout. Will Dell be at Kelly? Well, a bigger team will be coming
from. I'm surprised that Derek McInnes is at Kelly. Kelly have won a watch, by the way. I thought Derek would have ended up down in England somewhere.
Are we talking here in general about like managers from all over Scotland maybe moving about?
I think initially it was the Premiership, but Davison's the one. It's a kind of intriguing one, isn't it?
So see on the Dundee, you talked about, Sean Maloney and Jack Ross. Is Kevin Thomas in the run for that?
I think it's down to the last two. Jack Ross, who are registered there.
I would love to see Maloney having another shot in it, because I heard, speaking to Hibs players, that he was an unbelievable coach, and an incredible coach. Stuff he done blew my mind.
But you need a manager.
Yeah, so you want to see, so we just want to see him having a wee crack.
Dundee in the Championship, keeping most of our squad, does that suit Sean Maloney to bring them back up and then kick on for there? It's a tough
one, isn't it? I'm not so sure. That's how I'd always
just always ask the question, but it's
just that type of football in the Championship. Different. You say you've watched a few,
there's not going to be much cup of tea. Well, it's been a roller coaster season.
Well done, thanks so much for the season. It's my last one, isn't it?
Who are you again, man of the match then?
I'm going to get Dale again. He's bought for outstanding today, man.
The cheesecloth.
The cheesecloth always wins it.
When are we hearing a proper mate out?
Fucking no.
You'll know about it for a while. You'll know about it for a while.
Of course so. Weekends. Any weekend, I'm free.
A wee Sunday sesh.
I do like Sundays. I'll come out for a couple. And that's all I need.
Oh, sensational.
Oh, I need a couple by the way.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.